Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a
most of you cats, man, you all guilty of the same shit. You go out and make claims that you ain't got no intentions of meeting, or even trying to meet, or even accomplish. And what do the women see? What you they suckers. Why would a woman want to be with a dude who's going to take the hard-earned money she hold up on if she's a hooker, or she might have just gave it to you because, you know, she work and get money. She didn't have to hoe. She just a bro that like you. And she give you whatever she give you for whatever reason she giving it to you. But do you think she giving it to you to spend on another bitch? And this bitch is paying another man with the money? Man, I'm telling you, I am such a trip. When I'm in my car riding, and I'm listening to the fucking radio or whatever and hearing this bullshit about game that these motherfucking sucker-ass rappers be spitting. And let's say I got whoever, this bitch that I done picked up or whatever, met somewhere. And this bitch bobbing her head to this motherfucking shit. Man, that bitch is looking to see if some punk is in me. Especially if she's singing that shit. Now, personally, but I know, I think that the bitch in my car bobbing her head to this sucker-ass motherfucking shit, she fucking with me. And I ain't having it. Real motherfucking men, real monitor what they fucking women listen to and how they react to what they hear. I'm not saying she can't hear whatever she hears. But if it ain't where you coming from, is she talking about some shit you said? Man, fuck that motherfucking bitch. Fuck that dude. Fuck every other goddamn shit. Fuck all that. Because nothing matters unless it's got something to do with you. And whatever has something to do with you, fucking God. Fuck that. If I was with a bitch and she was in the car with me and I'm listening to the radio. I'm thinking, you know, dad, I'm bumping my head in the bottom of my head and shit. You know, and then the song came on that be saying, it ain't tricking if you got it. Man, let me tell you something. That bitch just bobbing her head to some shit like that, I'ma pull over. Baby, look, you know, get out. Huh? Nah, I ain't trying to be a motherfucker be listening to that kind of goddamn shit. Look, we on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard at Lake Mead. So what I'm going to do is call for a Uber for you. Because I'm not fucking with you no more. I'm pulling her motherfucking ass out. You can't insult my motherfucking integrity in any fashion whatsoever. Because I ain't standing for it. I ain't wait for some motherfucker, to take up for me. Hey, give me 30 seconds. Let me go get some water. I'll be right back. All right, goddammit. I'm coming back. I know I should get this shit from Jump Street, but I'll be busy. I'm telling you, I'll be doing a lot of motherfucking shit. So right now, give me a second. Let me drink some water so I quit heat cuffing because this game was spitting as a motherfucker. All right, I'm back. I'm ready. I done had me some water. So listen, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that I have integrity. I don't fucking know if you know what it means to say you have integrity. I don't give a fuck what you mean when you say it. I just care what it means to say it. So what I'm saying is this. You cannot insult my integrity in any fashion. I ain't standing for it. I'm arguing. I'm attacking. I'm doing whatever the fuck. Because you cannot insult my integrity. I'm putting a halt to any kind of insult any goddamn woman has from me or my integrity. You gotta understand the no. I got five no's. Look them up. They free. Should I give? Five no's. Each and every one of you motherfuckers out there tonight needs to adopt the philosophy of five no's. Our life, the way we live, the way we are, or the way we have become, didn't happen overnight. So we ain't gonna get rid of it overnight. You listen to me, and we kick it woo woo woo, and I'm saying woo woo woo, and then all of a sudden your motherfucking ass. And everybody else is hearing it. Everybody else exposed to it. All of a sudden, everybody motherfucking agree. That ain't going to happen. 9 out of 10 times, what's going to happen in your life is you going to be the only motherfucker that think what you think. Now, of course, in the world, thousands of motherfuckers, maybe hundreds of thousands of motherfuckers, maybe millions of motherfuckers who think like you. But do you have time to meet them motherfuckers? Do you have time to wait to see who in the fuck agree with what you talk about? Each and every one of you motherfuckers, each and every one of you out there right now, tonight, need to adopt this goddamn philosophy I'm going to be talking about. Like I said, this shit didn't get out of whack overnight, so it ain't going to get straight overnight. But what will happen is those few goddamn women who dudes like us have checked. You know, this goddamn bitch way out of line with whatever she's saying. So we know what the fuck the country is about. We know what they talking about. Women this, women that. Man this, too strong for that. Man, shit. Let me tell you something. When you check a bitch, this motherfucking bitch is going to be with some girlfriends in the future. I'm saying next weekend. And she going to check her friends because she going to remember how you checked her. And she going to just comment on the shit when them motherfuckers is out of pocket trying to talk about what they want to do with dudes. Every goddamn thing starts and ends with you. And the way that happens is you have principles. Your principles guide you as far as what you're going to stand for. Me, I ain't standing for shit from damn motherfucker who fucking with me. Period. Of course, bitches will make me out to be mean and angry or whatever the fuck, but no, it ain't none of that. You know what it is? I ain't going for none of this 21st woman bitch shit. 21st century woman bitch shit. And I know that all starts and ends with my goddamn principles. My principles about what the fuck I'ma stand for. I ain't standing for shit. From a woman, from a hoe, from some bitch. I don't give a fuck who it is I'm speaking with. I am not changing. Let's say whatever I done decided to do. I'm talking to this woman with all these intentions intact. Shit. The bitch might hate me. I don't know. But I'm not changing. I'm charging it to me and my integrity. And what happens is just that bitch, no, I don't give a fuck. What the fuck happened? See, that woman realizes that whatever the fuck she finna say, she have to make it respectful according to me. Or I'ma smash her and I'ma tell a motherfucker with the quickness, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. I'll tell a woman in a minute, I do not care what you're talking about. Because you're not talking about reality. You're talking about what you think. And if you want to live in what you think, then your world can be supported by what you think. Well, think what the fuck you want to think. Because I sure think what I want to think. My world is being supported by what I think. See, when a woman who normally don't show men respect, when they face with a dude like me, she's going to voluntarily show respect out of pure admiration. She know what she's doing. She know who she with. She know who's been in her realm. But it ain't been a motherfucker like me. Because she gonna show respect out of pure admiration of a motherfucker demanding his props. And it ain't no telling him shit. You either gotta go with what he thinks, or unlike the average motherfucker, he ain't trying to beat your ass or argue with you or try to prove his point. A real motherfucker is gone. Must be on overtime. When you listen to this shit we talk every Sunday, your shit is on overtime because, believe it or not, in a perfect world, you should be able to relax right now. Why? Because this is free time. This is your time to relax. See, you haven't been able to understand this. And what you got to understand is that when you are in this frame of mind, the people that you talk to, they're going to be with their girlfriends doing whatever they're doing, and their girlfriends are going to do some shit that they did when they was with you. And do you know what's going to happen, folks? That girlfriend is going to check her girlfriends because she knows that she has fucked with a motherfucker that do not deal with this shit. And do you know what's going to happen? That, as far as if it was enough of us doing what I just described, the women would change. I charge it me, my integrity, and I get respect from everyone. And I will tell a woman with the quickness, miss me with that bullshit. I may not even get the action after, but I get respect. When a woman who normally don't show men respect, when that woman is faced with a motherfucker like me, she's going to show respect. I have pure admiration of a motherfucking man. And like I'm telling you, man, I could be on overtime, I could be ready to go, whatever, but I'm going to stress the point, integrity is a staple. It's like bread, it's like water. You got to have it. If you ain't got no fucking integrity, where are you? Who are you? Integrity is to be taken on the road when you travel. It's almost like your overnight bag. You got to have it tight. Integrity is the one thing that you can count on to promote you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Integrity, you being about something, you know, more than the shit you talk. Because the shit you talk is only so much. It's only about so much. It's only worth, in reality, so much. Now, what I'm saying is, when you motherfuckers talk that goddamn shit, you don't have a limit. You don't think, well, man, I'm going to talk this amount of shit, but once I get here, you know, I'm going to start showing you what I'm talking about. You don't think anything like that because you don't think that's what's up. What am I here for? Man. I take what's mine. I'm here to not beg. I'm here to know what I deserve. And whatever it is I deserve, I have permission to take if some motherfucker ain't giving it to me. I mean, I'm here to take what's mine. You, me, we all got to learn what the fuck to do in a woman. I mean, I'm saying what the fuck you at least want. I mean, I don't say what to do in a woman. I mean what a woman has to do for you. Otherwise, what you really, really want. And once you see what it is you want, you have to make sure you settle for nothing less. I mean, I'm sure all you motherfuckers know I'm a first degree red belt and knowing how to catch and charge pitches. And every week that we have this show, every week we get into it concerning this game, I mean, I'm not disappointed, but I know you guys are not making moves like you should. We got a station. I'm claiming. And this is where we can really kick it. We do not have to fake. We ain't got to be impressing anyone. I fucking want to impress you motherfuckers. But don't get me wrong. I ain't going through no extra changes or no any kind of changes to impress you. I feel that being as truthful as I possibly can be about any situation is impressive. You know why? Because I stick with my principles in any position I take. Now that's impressive. You know, for you motherfuckers that simply want to, you know, catch a brawl to get some pussy or whatever, this shit will help you too. This shit will help you too. But let me tell you something, that ain't what this shit is about. This shit is about winning in life. If you want to win because you got some pussy from some bitch that was trying to fucking not give it to you, okay, you won. What happens after you come, motherfucker? I be coming at you from all directions. And what we really talking about is how to be a person with an effective conversation. But where everybody loses, we need to be proactive to be effective. Hey, 702, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, bud? Good evening. My thing is, I'm learning, like you talking about integrity and stuff tonight. Integrity don't be giving a fuck, or shouldn't give a fuck, or your integrity about how fine a bitch is or how ugly a bitch is.
Stop. Integrity ain't none of that. Integrity is you do not say or think to. I don't give a fuck what it is. And all the bullshit you're about to say, I ain't saying don't say it or don't ask it. I'm saying if it ain't about you doing what you think about whatever the fuck, you ain't even talking about integrity. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, but I was saying it like I know it's harder for niggas to practice integrity when they face with a fine bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Stop, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, listen, you know that most motherfuckers buckle when mm-hmm. it comes to integrity concerning you dealing with a fine bitch. Integrity does not bend. A person bends. Mm. So go ahead, bro.
That's all I was saying, and, you know, because the nigga know he want what he want, but when it come time and he got a fine bitch in his face and the bitch's looks is more stronger than his integrity, a nigga be giving in because he don't want to lose a fine bitch. I'm just saying niggas shouldn't be breaking down their integrity no matter what the bitch look like.
Listen, bro, I'm going against everything you said, but what the fuck you saying is dope. This is real shit. Because this is what motherfuckers think. Your integrity has nothing to do with accepting or denying a bitch. Your integrity has to do with you living up to what you think about any situation. Women, life, driving, eating, going to the park, all this shit. So when I get has nothing to do with her integrity. Although I understand, you said she could be so fine, man, you get, you know, putting your integrity, kicking your integrity to the curb. There's no such thing. If you have integrity, there's no way you're going to let some woman make you kick it to the curb. If you know about integrity, the word or the concept, and you meet this woman, then you are going to choose to either kick it to the curb or deal with what is presenting you. Now, whatever your choice is, at that point, you, not integrity situation, not things that are involved with integrity, you have made the decision, bro. And I'm not saying it's wrong or right now, but I want you to understand what you're saying and what you're talking about. And how much you have to do with what you're saying. Did you know how much you had to do with it?
You clarified it a little bit more for me that if you got it, you got it, and if you don't, you don't. You
hey, bro,
it, nigga.
Bro, I swear to God, that's what's up right there. If you got it, you got it. And if you don't,
yeah, that's what
you don't have it, you have a way to get it. You have a way for you to be able to learn these goddamn things that we're talking about. The little idiosyncrasies of what we're talking about is really what's important. And the little things that you brought up, bro, the little tiny things. But them is some really important things, because those little things are the things that matter. Because if it's little, you should automatically be on the right side of whatever it is. Now look, fellas, a couple of you guys had questions, and I guess I'm taking too long to get to you. I don't give a fuck. This motherfucking 702, what we talking about is important enough for me to talk about it. So we do. I don't give a fuck goddamn getting off of goddamn press one and change your mind. Motherfucker, if you want to talk to me, if you got something to talk about, goddamn it, it can wait till I get to you. If it can't, it can't. And if you ain't on here, you ain't on here. There was three motherfuckers I was supposed to go on there too. But they are, in whatever reason, cut off. So what? 702, you got anything else, bro?
No, I'm going to keep listening.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that shit you said. Say, I mean, I do this a lot, or I refer because I was a Boy Scout. I was a Cub Scout. Then I became a Boy Scout. I was serious about getting my merit badges. I was serious about getting all the things that pin on my fucking uniform. I mean, I was. Archie Moore, the famous boxer, was our goddamn Boy Scout leader in the Country Club Crest. I'll take that back. Mr. LeGrand, John LeGrand, he was the Boy Scout leader in Country Club Crest at this time. But Archie Moore came to the community. You know, he was called a mongoose. He was the baddest motherfucking lightheaded heavyweight ever. He came to our community, and he moved in. And he started having the ABC Club. And it was all about getting boys, young dudes off the street. ABC. Any boy can. And then Archie Moore, when, you know, everybody was trying to figure out ways to curb violence and blah, blah, blah. Archie Moore's idea was to give dudes something to want to be a part of that's not a game. And he bought this house. Actually, he bought two or three houses in the same little block next to each other. And he turned them into the community center and various things for us. Now, what I'm saying is, we didn't give a fuck about no motherfucking Archie Moore. I mean, shit. We didn't give a fuck about the Boy Scouts. But the Boy Scouts had an ultimate goal. Just like Archie Moore did. And both of their goals was to make responsible men from whoever dealt with whatever they represented, Boy Scouts or Archie Moore ABC Club. Why that's important is because unless you actually understand they both were promoting responsibility, you will miss the overall point that they were making. In a sense, we're all like these fucking Boy Scouts. In life, we don't know shit. We just live it. We just navigate. We're trying to learn what's right. We like the scouts because we don't know what's out there, but we still getting out there. We don't know what's out there, but ain't nothing stopping us. We go stay out there if we can. You gonna stay getting at a woman. But you gotta remember, when you get one, or really serious action at one, don't stop looking for another one. I mean, I know you motherfuckers have gained hella knowledge in the house, looking at the computer, watching the screen, telling you to, you know, point here, point there, do this, do that. But you gotta be willing to use that fucking knowledge you gained outside of the house. Outside of the living room. Away from your computer. I'm sure you didn't hear me many times for you. I have the ability to see too much water by drive. That means that I'm embarking on a journey and I don't know what the fuck lies ahead, but I know I'm prepared because of the shit that I've done makes me prepared. I didn't say the shit that I did to prepare. because you don't know what to prepare for. All you know is to be prepared like Boy Scouts. You're prepared because you're diligent to my course, maybe, or to whatever. You know you can spot things about to happen before they happen. I mean, this is very big. This is very important. Imagine what you could do if you knew and relied on the fact that you could spot shit before it happens. And then think of having the ability to know what to do about something that hasn't even happened yet. This is how you're going to be like that alien, space alien, or ET, or whoever you are. Shit. How do you know that shit? Because we learn out here doing what we do. We learned you got to be able to interpret information, motherfucker. That's the one you're talking to. The strength of learning. You can tell everything is a goddamn lie. Then you start quizzing this motherfucker. Hey, are you lying? No, you don't say shit like that. You say shit that isn't really a question. Just promoting answers. So you gotta be sharp like this. You gotta understand that life is not a game. No matter how much people make it like you can play it. Because in a game, if you get killed, you can wake up again and start over. In life, that shit just is not true. You gotta be sharp. You gotta understand that life is not a game. Excuse me, I am hiccuping. I gotta drink some water. Life is not a game. For those of us who are out on the streets, we really need to understand. We need to understand things that other motherfuckers can't even think of, let alone understand. People like us, man, we don't catch women to fuck on them, or even to pimp on them. See, you got to develop a vision in life that supersedes any other vision available to you. Because you're going to be living according to your rules only. You cannot mix a whole bunch of rules in to come up with your rule. You got to forget about trying to be cute or cool. You gotta forget that shit. This shit is not cool, nor is it cute. This shit is your life. And you don't look at it as cute or cool. Other motherfuckers look at what you've done as cute or cool. You look at it as your life, and you serious as fuck about it. Because sitting over here telling you what's not cool because of something I think is cool, and then you do it, could end up in your life being ended. Now, we're going to go deeper. We're going to go deeper into the conversation. And in the course of me doing that, I'm going to show you how to make this shit take a bank. And what you're going to see, or what you will understand, is that I'm a real motherfucker and one of the only motherfuckers that you can, that you know, with the kind of information that you seek and is available to you. I am one of the only motherfuckers with the kind of information you seek who's available to you. Now, before I get deep into that, you better digest what I just said, because what I just said is not important to you guys. I mean, I know many motherfuckers have seen the purpose and the value of my conference course, and you bought it. But those of you who have yet to buy it need to open your eyes and visualize what can be with you. I have helped dudes grow. I'm not the end all, do all, or whatever, but what I did, you know, trying to get some knowledge. Because there's one thing you guys got to understand. I'm not trying to turn none of y'all into being a pimp or any of that. I don't want to try to turn any of you to anything other than what you want. But if you got some situations or you have some things that have occurred, you know, and you want to not let it stop you from becoming this magnificent gentleman, of course you can talk to me. You guys out there who aren't thinking pimping shouldn't think of me as being a pimp. You should think that I've gotten educated and I've learned how to interpret what made me, dudes like me, irresistible to women. And I didn't make this to where the average Joe can get it. I've done that in layman's terms, so any of you can understand. It's all there for you. What the fuck do you think is important when you're getting at a woman? I mean, of course, it could be a number of things. But for this topic, the most important thing when you're getting at a woman is your timing. Now, what do you know about timing? Do any of you know what timing is? Timing is being aware of the overall environment. Otherwise, in every conversation you have with a woman, there is an opportune moment for you to move on. As you're talking, blah, 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 as she's responding, blah, blah, blah. If you fucking sharp, you can see, oh, man, baby, wide open right now. You can see that. But you don't move on it. Because you don't realize how important timing is. If you did, you would realize how important the flow of your conversation is. Timing and flow go together. If you have these two things together, excuse me, your chances of catching that woman have increased significantly. I mean, these are details. These things are detailed in the course. Now, when you speak to a woman, you got to look deeply into her eyes and speak calmly. Your tone has to be medium, but almost excited, because your tone is going to set what's needed for you to catch this woman. You introduce yourself first. before you get to talking, make sure you know who you're talking to. 347, what's up?
Yeah, Bo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to say, man, hey, no disrespect, but the Thursday shows are so much better, man. I think you know
wait,
that.
Wait. Wait, what did you say you wanted to say, but no disrespect, what?
The Thursday shows are so much better.
The Thursday show?
Yeah, the Thursday shows that you do on Thursdays with Tay?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are so much better.
Why? Why you say that?
They're more liver. I think there's more game in there, and I think you're emphasizing, you're improvising when it takes you instead of reading notes.
Hey, check game out, bro. If you driving down the car, if you driving a car down the street, then there's three lanes: the slow lane, the fast lane, and the fastest lane. And you driving down the fastest lane. Does that mean you know how to drive better than people that's driving on the other lane?
Nope.
What does that mean?
That just means you feel like driving in a fast lane.
Otherwise, you feel like taking a chance. Right?
Right.
So what I'm saying is this, bro. If you feel like taking a chance, you need to have whatever basis or whatever foundation you need to take that chance. So let's say you've been driving like a motherfucker for 15 years, never had a wreck. Take your chance. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But what I'm saying is when you take that chance and you really don't see what's going on, it's not bad. What it is it's a chance.
I'm missing a point here. I'm missing a point here. I'm not even going to lie.
You haven't let me finish because you're stuck on what you're talking about. What I'm saying is when because the whole thing they think about anything you do, then you make the decision. And if you make a decision half-ass thought or halfway thought, then you're going to be fucked. So think about what you asked me. What did you ask me or what was your point? Not point. Wait. Don't tell me point. Tell me what was your position.
The statement.
Yeah.
My statement was the Thursday show are better than Sunday shows.
Stop. What I'm saying is this. It depends on what you're looking for. Because these are two different shows. The one on Thursday is for people that want to be in the streets, blah, blah, blah. So they're thinking about all this stuff the streets have to offer. And maybe it is a lot more information in that regard. So a person that's listening to the Sunday show and they're listening for the shit they hear on Thursday, is that on me?
No, that's not on you. No, that's not on you.
That's right. It's not. And what you need to know is what you just said. And then you deal with what you just said. If you want some game, if you want to understand street shit, then you need to be on the Thursday show. But
whoa. Let me clarify. This show is not bad at all. I wouldn't be on this motherfucker. This is a great show. I'm just saying Thursday shows are better. To me, okay.
Listen, bro. Ain't nobody caring what you're saying. I heard what you said. And I'm saying Thursday show is not. Thursday show has a lot more depth about the game, streets. But this show is dope because we ain't talking about no goddamn streets. We talking about what motherfuckers that live regular lives do. I'm talking about a dude to go to work. The dude that's a deacon in the church. We talking about them motherfuckers, man. The motherfuckers in the street, you know, are kind of catering to the street. They want to fuck with me on Thursday. That's fine. You know, I mean, if you notice, on today's show, I talk the same, but I'm not really talking about this pimp shit, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about regular man shit. I'm able to discern my audience. My audience can be street motherfuckers or motherfuckers that go to work and anything in between. And I don't want to alienate anybody. I don't want to alienate you by telling you, man, this shit you said is fucked up, stupid, blah, blah, blah. I want you to understand what you're saying. So when you say it next time and you say it more clear, it'll be dope. Because Thursday show is not more informative or more doper. What they are more liver. They have two motherfuckers that have a whole bunch of live shit to talk about. And instead of making it scary, both of them know how to make it, you know, fun. And since it's two people, and we're both kind of jostling to see what to say or whatever, it's a much more funner situation for a person that's looking for that information. But think about this, bro. If you was not looking for that information, and for whatever reason you got hip to the Thursday show, what the fuck do you think that person would be saying? They would be saying, man, I wish it was like that Sunday show, because that Sunday show is more what the fuck I'd be willing to deal with. You understand what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Now, let me ask you a real important question. What did you get out of what I just went through with you as far as what your initial position was?
What you were saying was there is no good show, there is no better show. It all depends on what the person wants, what the person is looking for.
Man, what the fuck is your name? What is your name, motherfucker? Hit my goddamn email, man, and ask for stuff, because I'm going to give it to you, because you right. You right,
Javelin,
man.
Javelin.
Okay, well, there it is. Hit my goddamn email, man. And go to my askrosewood.com and do something, man. Because I reward motherfuckers.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you just thinking. You just thinking, man. You know, of course I talk shit, but you came up with several correct answers the first thing you said out your mouth after I put whatever to you. So I appreciate that, man. Hit my goddamn
email. No doubt.
Ask for whatever the fuck you want. I'm giving it to you, man. Ooh, that's all it is.
For sure.
Hey, 267, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I would like to ask 347 if he has your confidence course.
347? Hold on. I got him cut off. I got to bring him back in. 347. Do you have my confidence course?
No.
All right, 267. He said no.
Okay, I'm saying that because you hear the show one way, but if you had the confidence course, you would hear this show like 3,000 times more differently. And you would see...
Hold on, caller. Hold on. Listen, 347, what he's saying is that if you had the course, instead of this shit I'm talking being entertaining, it would be informative. Now, there is a relationship between entertaining and informative. That's called infotainment. Exactly. So what I'm saying is this. 267 is saying he hear this as infotainment. And 347 is hearing it as entertainment.
Who said I was listening to entertainment?
I didn't say, bro, let me tell you something and get this through your head. When you open your mouth at the wrong times, you confirm everything. So if you would have listened, you'd have heard me saying that C347 was listening for info, I mean entertainment. Because everything, even though we're talking about what I said, 267 is talking about what I mean. He's talking about what he gets from what I say that can help him. He's not talking about how happy he is to hear me say, fuck a bitch. 347 would say, when I say, man, fuck what this punk ass bitch saying. 347 would hear that as, man, that's right. But 267 would hear that, man, I got to get to that point. So I'm able to say, fuck what a bitch means. It's two different understandings. 347, do you get that?
No.
I know you don't. And I like you, bro, because you're being honest. Now, what I'm going to do is show you what I'm talking about. But I got to talk to you first. Why don't you get it? Why don't you see what I said?
I don't see what you said because you was assuming what I would think about a situation.
Is that what you said?
Repeat yourself. Say that again.
Caller, are you there?
I'm here. I can hear you now.
I'm assuming. You're saying I'm assuming what you thought, right?
Correct.
Bro, all I'm asking you is what made you think I was assuming.
Because you said in one situation, 347 would do this. And in the same situation, 267 would do this. How do you know that?
Because of I'm a person that listens to who's talking. 347, your question, your statement have no depth. None. Have no foundation. It's just something you're saying because whatever the hell you think. 267.
Which statement?
We'll go particular statements in a minute. 267 is saying what he gets overall from speaking and hearing. He's not focusing on this word or that word, which you are. You're focusing on the words that promote you to talk, promote you to say whatever, because, don't worry about it, we ain't going to hit it. See, you're worried about the entertainment. The entertainment is what sounds good. The entertainment is what, you know, keeps people on the list because me and you talking or whatever gets each other and we going back and forth. That's entertaining.
Yeah.
That's some factual shit that's going to hit you. And it's a big difference between 267 and 347. Do you get that 347?
Yes.
Serious business, 347. Don't just say shit. Do you get that?
Yeah, I do get that. I understand what you're saying,
if you
do,
if you do, what is the difference?
The difference between what?
You and 267.
What you're saying is the difference
between.
I listen.
Stop before you answer. The reason I know you don't know where you come from.
I do know.
Bro, let me just say what I know, and you can talk about it, man. I'm not trying to deny you. I ain't saying you can't say what you think. I'm telling you why I know what I know, but you're interrupting. I know what I know because of what you're saying. You know, I'm hearing in your statements what I'm saying. You're hearing emotional thoughts from what you think. Because the fact is this, bro. There's only one way to grow. That's that you need to grow. You only accept that you may need clarification. So if whatever you're thinking, then I say whatever I say, clarifies it, you'll go with it. But the far reaching thought of what we're talking about, you don't even address, man. You only address the insignificant shit you think. And you know why it's insignificant? Because you're already thinking. And it's not doing shit for you. What you got about that, bro?
Yeah, I got about that. Let's start from the beginning, okay? Your first question was, what's the difference between me and him? I was saying that you were saying the difference is I listen for entertainment, he listens for information. Infotainment. And I'm here to tell you that's not true. Sunday's show is not exactly entertaining, so I listen for information as well. That's it.
Check this out, man. Check this out. Bo,
can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was going to say something, bud.
Hold on, man. I don't want to hear it yet. Listen.
Okay.
And is this. Both shows. See, and Colin, you got to understand, when you're in a conversation and you say shit, the motherfucker you talking to, if he's listening, get ammunition from what you say. What I'm saying is this, man. Both shows are infotainment. But if your ass is thinking about some slick shit, you're not going to get the information that's in this square shit. And vice versa. If you listen to this square shit, you're going to think you ain't getting the information for the fly shit. And the one thing...
Absolutely.
Hold on. The one thing that you haven't done is what, bro?
I don't know. You tell me. Please.
Chose the right station to listen to. You didn't choose talk about game or whatever that excites you up on Thursday. Because that's where it's at. That shit is not here. Otherwise, you can't listen for what you want on Thursday's show. Listen to a Sunday show. It's two different shows. It's all about the same thing. What you laughing about, bro?
I'm laughing because it's two different shows, but the same of spitting the game, and no matter what you are talking about, the game is going to come out of. That's why
right
it don't
there.
Matter
stop,
which
stop,
show
stop,
I listen
stop,
to.
Stop, please. Well, I'm saying, see, this is how stupid these motherfuckers are. It's two different shows about the same thing, but you're approaching it differently. When you're listening like you, just for generic bullshit, you fucking intertwine the shows, and they're the same. Because all you're listening for is some bullshit to be entertained. If you're listening for what the show is about, this show is about square motherfuckers fucking with goddamn bitches going through the same shit slick motherfuckers go through, but you got to handle it different. So what
yeah.
I'm saying is,
okay.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I'm saying okay. I agree with you. I don't know what the problem is.
It ain't no
that's
problem.
That's good, too. That's good game,
hey,
too.
Hey, it ain't
that's
the problem. Too. It's just that you're showing
mm-hmm.
how silly you are because you don't even see what we're talking about. All this time we're talking, you don't see it. You still saying the same shit. So listen before you talk. What I'm saying is, if you're saying the same shit, why the fuck are you on the show? You don't need no goddamn help. You believe what you believe. Why don't you get off the fucking show, believe what the fuck you believe, go ahead on about whatever the fuck it is you want to go about, and see if it works. Why don't you do that? Why you want to be on the show talking about what you don't think or what you don't see? I'm not saying don't do that. Whoever is on the show or get on the show that don't see or blah, 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 you can say it. But I'm asking you, why are you saying it, bro?
Why am I listening to the shows, what you asking me?
No, I didn't say that, you fucking asshole. I said, why are you saying what you're saying? I didn't say nothing about why are you listening to the show. Two totally different questions.
I'm saying what I'm saying because you asked me a question of my original statement. That's it.
But
go ahead, 267, go ahead.
Okay, 3347, right? Do you know what Morse code is, man?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so if you don't have the course, it's like Morse code, you seeing a dot, dash, dot, and you see flashing lights. When you have the course, you understand that's SOS. It's two different things.
Hey, 347. I am not saying you wrong or right or none of that. What I'm saying is that you're not thinking about what you're saying. You're not thinking about what you're asking. You're only thinking about the point you got or the point you want to make. If you want to make a point, that I'm not telling you shit, make it. Say it, and then we can be cool. But if you want to understand what the fuck I'm saying, then you be on the call, you make whatever point, and we talk about the point to understand you. We don't talk about the point to end up in a standstill debate. Because no one wins.
Rosebud, I don't... Yeah, Rosebud, I don't have no point, brother. I was the last caller when you said to email him. I stayed quiet. The brother asked me a question. I answered it. I don't disagree with anything you're saying.
Hey, wait. Listen. Have you ever been on a date and you said something that was totally misconstrued? And the fucking broad is about to trip and fuck the date. Have you ever corrected something like that?
Yes.
What did you do?
By addressing the problem and saying what I really needed to say.
Stop with the bullshit, man. Answer the fucking question. What did you do?
I just told you. That's what I did.
Man, listen, you guys. I am not trying to say this caller is full of shit. What I'm trying to say, this caller is a scary motherfucker. All he does is surfacely touch shit. And as long as he thinks that he's touching the surface, he feels he's in the conversation. But he's not. He's only on the outside of the conversation because he never puts himself directly in the middle and answers according to what the fuck otherwise, when you do that, there's a definite answer. Left or right, right or wrong. I'm answering it. What I'm saying is all you do is because you said it, people are supposed to go for it. Come on. What's up?
Yo, yo. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all saying some shit right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already must know it. But, yeah, I think what 347 was trying to say was, you know what I'm saying, the Thursday show, you know, is good because compared to how it used to be, because it's more like you got payables now, so you kick a more game now. But the other call, the one who said about the confidence course, he said some real shit too, because you do got to have that confidence course to really understand, you know what I'm saying, what that Sunday show about. Yes, the squares too, but, you know, you still talk about men shit.
786, stop, listen. See, what you just did was make my point. Because it doesn't matter where whoever is coming from. It only matters is what they're saying affects what you think and what you believe. And what I'm saying is you understood both points had positives. And instead of you looking to choose, you decided to motherfucking take positives from both. But do you know what that do? That only delays that ultimate decision. The decision that you must make is the motherfucker talking about whatever shit 347 is talking about, or the shit you talking about, who is supposedly right or wrong. And the only way to find it out, the only fucking way to find that out is to see, look for the value in both ideas.
Right.
You got to look for both ideas, ultimate value. And then you got to decide which one you want to go with. You feel me?
Yeah, I dig that. Yeah, that's true.
So what I'm saying to you, bro, is there is not about being brave enough to decide. It's about being brave enough to go with your decision. Bro, and I don't know if you know this, but the average motherfucker is not going to go with his decision. He's going to make that decision, but he's going to allow a whole bunch of room for him not to be right or wrong. And if whatever happens, you're going to be differently, blah, blah, blah. I'm one of these kind of motherfuckers that you call suicide bombers. I'm diving in. I don't care if I got to die because of whatever the fuck I think, fuck it. I'm not going to halfway think what I think and die because I halfway thought something. I'm going to die because I'm 100% thought something, bro. Go ahead. What you say?
Yeah, I was saying like, yeah, you gotta be forward in decision, you know. Basically, don't let other shit, you know what I'm saying, get into the midst of your decision that you don't make. Fuck what's going on each and every side. It's about what you see, and when you see it, you make a decision on what you see, and fuck everything else.
My man, that's what I'm talking about, man. This shit is not hard to motherfucking understand. It's just hard to execute because motherfuckers ain't serious about this shit.
Before the last caller called in, I was basically going to say the same thing, but he said it every excuse me. He basically said the same stuff, but
Wait, stop. I ain't going to give you that. What the fuck did he say that you was going to say?
That a pimp is a man first, so whether you listening to this show or that show, it's still man shit.
Fucker. You young motherfucker. I hate you young motherfuckers, man.
Hello?
Guys, you got to understand.
You're breaking up.
I got you, man. You got.
No, but I was gonna say.
You.
Yeah, you.
I think you're breaking up a little bit, but.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
I don't see how. I'm on the computer and I'm not moving, but go ahead.
But yeah, the whole interaction, that was dope. Just because I'm seeing that in life, you got to be a good listener to do that. What you just did to him to make him understand that he's just saying something and not even thinking about what he's saying. But you got to be a great listener to do that, just to let a motherfucker know, because bitches do the same thing too.
God. Listen, stop. Whoever the fuck you are. AskRosebud@gmail.com, the email. And on that email, hit me and tell me what the fuck you want free from my goddamn AskRosebud site. Because what I'm saying is, of course I want to make money, but I don't give a fuck. I'm giving all my shit to whoever the fuck earn it. I mean, somebody to say some shit. I'm talking in my, mysterious way to talk about blah, blah, blah. Does whoever's listening actually hear some shit and then punch one and say it? This motherfucker. If that's who you are, 702, you like a rock star to me, man. You fucking really hit that nail on the head, bro. That was dope. And listen,
all you guys, man.
I talk a lot of shit. I make it to where you're not going to be comfortable bringing some bullshit to me. But believe me, I want the shit. Because the shit that you guys talk about are really the things that are going on out there with dudes. You know, I could imagine this, imagine that, and this or that could be right. But who want to do that when I could talk to you? When I could talk to you, motherfuckers, that really are out there, really dealing with all these things. Because there is a way to deal with 21st century women. And that way is the way they did in the 19th century. Of course, you ain't gonna grab a bitch by her ponytail and drag her, into your cave or whatever the fuck you think or imagine. Hold on, I'm just hiccuping. Hold on. Is decide on a particular avenue to take. And we got three avenues. It doesn't matter. I could take eight. Either one of them have a path to success. But they're different paths. And that's all we're doing, fellas. We're headed in the same direction. It's just that five people might have five different ways to do it. And that's what I want you to understand. Once we really understand what we're doing, then we can understand how to control it. All right, you guys, I'm gone.